This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. A Turkish court sentenced several military and civilian personnel at an air base to life prison sentences Thursday, proclaiming them guilty of involvement in a failed 2016 coup attempt. A total of 475 defendants, including generals and fighter jet pilots, at a base on the outskirts of the capital Ankara, were on trial for the past 3 years, accused of directing the coup and bombing key government buildings, including a section of the parliament building. The massive trial was one of two main trials against suspected members of a network led by U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Ankara accuses of orchestrating the failed attempt. Gulen, who was also named among the defendants, has denied involvement in the coup that resulted in some 220 deaths and thousands of injuries. Some 30 coup plotters were also killed. Ethiopia's prime minister has ordered the army to move on the embattled capital of the Tigray region after a 72-hour ultimatum for Tigrayan leaders to surrender ended. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The prime minister's office announced that the military offensive has reached its final stage after 3 weeks of fighting. That means tanks and other weaponry can close in on Mekele, whose residents were warned of no mercy if they didn't move away from Tigray leaders in time. The announcement caused international alarm, as rights groups said such wording could violate international law and put civilians in further danger. Abiy's statement claimed they would take the utmost care to protect civilians. The United Nations has reported people fleeing Mekele, but communications and transport links remain severed to Tigray, and it's not clear how many people received the warnings in time. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.